I want you to just pray with me. Say, Father, give me ears to hear,
eyes to see,
and a heart to perceive what you're saying to the neighbors. Oh, okay. What you're saying to me, Lord. Amen. I want to take you to James chapter 2. James, St. James chapter 2. And we're going to try to go into this word so that you can comprehend a little bit deeper the principles that he wants us to live by. Verse 8 says, if you really keep the royal law found in the scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. And that's hard to digest, because we like to pigeonhole everything. But God says, don't do it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, don't murder, or do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. So that's the gist of things. A lawbreaker is a lawbreaker, and he breaks it, whatever it happens to be set up on. Verse 12, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Years ago, that scripture was not known to me, and I was having a major struggle that I wanted to just fry somebody in oil. And I was going to use holy oil because I was a Christian. And now, none of you Christians have ever had those kind of thoughts? No, of course not. Good. I definitely was the one on that day. I mean, I was just not doing well. And so a few days later, the Holy Spirit said to me, mercy triumphs over judgment. So it can't be. So, and I really had judged this person because of the degree of pain that had been caused. Not necessarily to me. But I happen to be like a little vacuum cleaner, you know. I pick up everybody else's stuff and I want to fix everything.
Amen.
Okay. So now the Lord said to me, you've got to stop judgment. It's not from me. Whew. Okay. So he also reminded me of Romans 2. Don't judge or condemn, because you're just identifying what's in you. And I didn't like that either. And then he took me to Matthew 7, which... don't judge or condemn, etc., etc. And I knew the lesson, but I didn't want to live it.
Amen.
You can know the truth, but desires are different because you want to get your 2 cents in.
Amen.
So let's go on. 14. What good is it, my brother, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? So I had to make the decision not to judge and to give mercy even if they didn't deserve it. Even if they didn't deserve it. Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about the physical need, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, it is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Yeah, right. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did? He acted. When he offered his son, Isaac, on the altar, do you think that was easy? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. He heard the word. He said, son, we're going. And his faith was made complete by what he did. His faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So you have to believe first. The accreditation comes second. And he was called God's friend. Oh. I said, Lord, that's cool. Can I be your friend, Lord? You're going to have to earn the points. Abraham was obedient. He was righteous and declared righteous in spite of some hardships. And you and I have had some hardships, and we may have some more. But the bottom line is that we can go after friendship with God. It is important to give out mercy, because he's a merciful father. You have to do the work that he already has given you the ability to do by his Holy Spirit. Verse 25. In the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies, sent them off in a different direction. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. My heart to you tonight is to ask you to pray earnestly to become his friend, so that you can communicate like a friend. And when you begin to trust somebody, you'll be able and have the wisdom to operate in that friendship, where you can discuss things and operate in that anointing. But if you never strive for friendship, you're going to keep him at arm's length and be afraid of him. There was another man that was a friend of God. Does anybody know his name? Moses. Communicated with the Lord. He saw his outline, and he was able to talk to him face to face. I don't have that problem because I keep trying and he doesn't always appear. But I'm not going to give up. Okay? I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop spending quality time. And sometimes it gets me in trouble.
Amen.
Okay? So, verse 23. The scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We know our Father.
We know our Father.
Is no respecter of persons.
Is no respecter of persons.
I want to be your friend.
I want to be your friend. want to be your friend.
I want a deeper relationship.
I want a deeper relationship.
Give me the grace.
Give me the grace.
To press forward.
To press forward.
To go deeper.
To go deeper.
And to be able to communicate.
And to be able to communicate.
And receive.
And receive.
That truth.
That truth.
That I am righteous before my Father.
That I am righteous before my
by
Father.
By the deeds that I act out.
By the deeds that I act out.
Not just believing.
Not just believing.
But acting on the word.
But acting on the word.
And doing the word.
And doing the word.
And then.
And then.
Becoming your friend.
Becoming your friend.
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed. And be obedient. The rest will fall into place. Don't forget to share some hugs with each other, because that's important. It's called love one another.